The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And if you want to talk to four sleep-deprived people, because we were all up with the Super Bowl, one person was lucky enough to be in Arizona for Super Bowl 57, Anna Sainsbury, CEO, chairwoman, and co-founder of GeoComply. Anna, thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm going to ask the obvious question. What is GeoComply?
So GeoComply set out to ensure that the U.S. sports betting and gaming market could open up. There is a federal legislation out there that prohibits bets across state lines. And so we built our technology to address that exact problem. So 12 years ago, we set out to have pinpoint accurate geolocation software that can identify anyone that is manipulating their location data so that operators and sportsbooks can know exactly where their players are. And now we help operators also detect and identify fraud and stolen identities, money laundering, and these types of initiatives through really knowing who's on the other end of that device.
So what can you share with us about what GeoComply has learned about the shape of sports betting on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, it was a huge game. We saw a 25% increase from last year. So we located 100 million different transactions across the 23 states and District of Columbia that offer legal online sports betting today.
Wow. So, I mean, let's just take it a step back here. Last week, Scarlett and I were talking about this. The AGA, of which you're a board member, I believe, said a record $16.16 billion were planning to be wagered on the Super Bowl. That's over 50 million American adults, an increase of 61% year over year. Did we come close to that? Did we scratch the surface? Did we see almost, that's $16 billion. I mean, that's more
that we know
than
of.
That's crazy. That's yeah. Craziness.
So what I can tell you is that we saw 7.4 million accounts active over the Super Bowl weekend. What data, we don't have the data on how much was wagered.
Right.
We just know how many users and devices are interacting online. So I think the numbers are incredibly high. And if we look at the legal sports betting industry as a whole, it has so far generated more than 2.47 billion in tax revenue since it was legalized in May of 2018.
Wow.
And so I think we can all say that the industry is a very large success for the U.S. regulated market.
And Anna, how did the state of New York do this time?
New York? Well, it's kind of tricky for them to outdo the numbers from last year. I don't know if you remember, but essentially New York came online right before the Super Bowl last year. And so transactions were down. We saw 13.9 million transactions in the state of New York. So it's still the number one betting market. But transactions were down 29% from 2022. I think it's very hard for them to outdo the numbers that we saw. I'm sure many of you might be aware of the bonuses that were being offered in the market that had really ramped up their launch.
You know, what was funny was that Rob Gronkowski, and this was for FanDuel, if he makes this
kick,
you know, the people were going to share all this money and that. Well, he misses the kick. And at the end, they pull the surprise. But don't worry, everybody wins. and I mean, it was great marketing, which I think a lot of people caught on to. And I think Scarlett was talking about this earlier. It was kind of surprising that we didn't see more sports betting app commercials during the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not in those marketing rooms, but I do know from being a board member of the AGA, we do talk a lot about what is needed in the market to build an increased responsibility across the market. And I think for New York alone, they've already raised $700 million in tax in this first year, which goes into programs to prevent problem gambling and education throughout the state. And so the industry is working very hard to make sure that it has a measured approach in terms of both, of course, wanting to see growth across the industry and more states legalizing and offering benefits to the state with tax revenue and increased protections for consumers. And so that is definitely being factored into some of the advertising decisions.
So, Karen, GeoComply is offering solutions to flag fraudulent activity, to make sure that you're on top of betting fraud and cataloging it, itemizing it. Give us a sense of what betting fraud typically looks like during a sports season and how that changes for a big event like the Super Bowl.
Well, this year so far, we saw 140,000 fraud attempts. Mm. And what that typically is are people that have stolen identities or credit cards, and the industry fighting that and being able to have a good mitigation strategy, because we're collecting and identifying who users are to a high degree of accuracy, right? So if you set up an account, you're putting your first name, last name, date of birth, address, social security number, and we're identifying exactly where you are to high degree of accuracy, right, within meters of your location. And if it's in states where it's indoor only, it's within centimeters and feet of your location. And so we have that ability to help the industry protect themselves against fraud, but also protect other consumers from collusion and other activities that aren't creating a great marketplace for consumers. So it's one of the biggest differences that consumers can see from a regulated market to one that isn't regulated, that doesn't have these protections.
Does that change when you go to a big event like the Super Bowl or any championship game?
Really, what we monitor and identify fraud, and it's generally a transactions game. And so when we see large events that attract users, or there's bonuses that and advertising marketing around any large event, it of course attracts fraudsters. And so that is one of the biggest concerns within the industry and how we partner with our customers, is that if there are bonuses or large marketing campaigns out there, it's going to increase transactions, it's going to increase signups, and it's going to increase the amount of people that are going to take their chances and see if they can get away with something nefarious that isn't great for the industry. And so we do see an increase in any of these events, but nothing that we aren't expecting and that the industry can't handle.
Well, and I know your core, your mission is to detect fraud and to prevent it and spoofing attacks and the like. But you know, your data is so powerful, right? And I recall you guys having put out a piece of research earlier in the football season, where you were looking at the number of bets being placed in and around those events, like a football game, right? And you were looking at it by stadiums. And I happen to remember at the time, I think it was week two, yeah, Lincoln Field stood out like head and shoulders above the Meadowlands and other stadiums as having, you know, the most bets placed. So I'm wondering if you could expand on that, if you got any new data throughout the course of the season. I mean, is Philadelphia still home to the biggest collection of gambling degenerates? I didn't say that. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm curious, you know, what else have you found?
Just rub salt in the wound, man. Go ahead.
Well, I think that it's interesting. We've been diving in more into, like, what is fan engagement? Why are some arenas more engaging to fans than others? Because sometimes it doesn't naturally correlate to the population, right?
Sure.
A lot of these stadiums are 63, 64, 65,000, and then we calculate how many people are placing bets and how many unique devices we're seeing placing bets within these stadiums. And one thing that was interesting is that State Farm Stadium in Arizona, where the Super Bowl was held,
right,
was the second most interactive with sports bettors that we were seeing. And we, again, saw 100,000 transactions within the stadium. And I think that that speaks a lot to, I mean, what the fan engagement is, how much advertising there is around the stadium, but also probably a lot about what the fans are like and the demographics of those fans.
Can I clap my hands, stomp my feet, and brag about you for a second and yelling Hercules, Hercules, because you are a member of Chief. That's a private network built to drive more women into positions of power and keep them there. You've been there for about a year now. Can you tell us about that experience and what have you learned about that?
One of the big initiatives that I have working as a woman in tech is to make sure that we can push the boundaries on what we see as possible for a technology company. And so my ultimate goal at GeoComply is to make sure that we have full diversity across all offices and across all levels of seniority throughout the organization. So we really have a no excuses policy. If you work in DevOps where only 1 in 100,000 students or graduates are a woman or a minority group, we then say, okay, you need to go into high schools and convince more people, more diverse people, to go to school and become DevOps engineers and specialists. And so really my signing up for Chief and leaning into any women in tech initiatives is to make sure that I hold myself accountable to that. And I think that because there aren't a huge amount of examples of companies that have really achieved full diversity at this point in time, especially in high growth, I do and learn and network where I can to make sure that we can master this.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, it's amazing to me how the game, like you mentioned, the gambling landscape has changed. Back in the day, I used to contact a bookie, I know somebody who used to contact a bookie.
Nice adjustment.
To just simply bet the game and
you
get a spread. Yeah, my friend. And I said, listen, I'll bet you a shiny new penny on this game. And then you have the spread. And that was pretty much it. Now you got prop bets and
intra-game betting.
Intra-game. That is huge because that's like the stock market going in.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that's great about the legalized market is that we're seeing amazing technologies come together that can both satisfy what a sports bettor wants from a gaming experience and from a betting experience, but can also achieve that with a high level of integrity and also paying tax. Because I'm sure at the time when you had to, or your friend was calling this person, that it was a lack of options that pushed you to, you know, to place a bet with someone that was living down the street, versus now the market is so open, there's so many different options. And I think that ultimately is a huge benefit to consumers, especially if we can deliver that with consumer protections and in a way that doesn't make the general public feel as though sports betting is taking over their device and their TVs, which I think we've, as an industry, struck a really great balance so far.
And a last question I have for you. I mean, you know, Super Bowl's just taking place. You know, what comes next? The NCAA March Madness comes next. And that's historically been, you know, the second biggest kind of, you know, event that you can bet on here in the U.S. But, you know, take me back to December during the World Cup. And from what I'm hearing now, the World Cup was the second biggest event of 2022. I wonder if you could talk to us. I mean, Champions League is coming up now. You know, U.S. betting on football, you know, soccer, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, talk to us about that. What have you learned there? What is... what is GeoComply seeing on that side?
So a funny story. When I first started GeoComply, I was living in Las Vegas. And as a Canadian, I wasn't so familiar with March Madness. And I went to the Strip one day, and it was a zoo. and I quickly learned what was happening. And so it is a tremendous event for us. And right, you know, on the heels of Super Bowl, we make sure that our teams are up and prepared for the increase that we see over the course of March Madness. But you're right. I mean, the amount of sporting events that are occurring today are engaging to a lot of fans. However, what I can say with the U.S. market at the moment, NFL is definitely the leader in terms of fan engagement for sports books. But another stat that I had heard last week from my team is that wagering within baseball games is actually one of the highest integrated in terms of fan engagement within a stadium. And so I thought that was interesting.
There's a lot of time between plays.
Pitchers and catchers.
Yeah.
A lot of time. Well, you got a beer in one hand, a hot dog in the other. I mean, to get your phone out and place a bet, I mean, that seems quite complicated. But clearly the motivation is there. And so I thought that was an interesting stat.
Anna, before we let you go, I just have one more question. If you have a friend or family member who does any kind of sports betting, what would you advise them? What's the safest way to go about it and not be in a position where you might be vulnerable to spoofing or any kind of fraud?
Sure. I mean, the thing that I would always say to anyone that I know that is betting on sports or gambling is to make sure that they set a budget for themselves. You know, it's an entertainment budget. It isn't a career. And so to make sure that you're playing responsibly. The next thing I would look at is find out what state you're in and make sure the operator that you're betting with is licensed within that state, and so that you are going to have those protections, that they are going to be identifying who you are prior to logging in so you can make sure no one's going to take over your account. Make sure that they have proper payment methods in place so that you know your funds are safe and you're going to get paid out. And so those are the main things that I would look at.
I know, and I will be just remiss if I don't bring this up. You guys mentioned that the next big betting event, big sporting event, is March Madness. Well, something is going to happen on Sunday, at this big 2.5 mile racetrack. That's the Super Bowl of NASCAR that I know I'm going to be betting on. It's the Daytona 500, and there's a lot of action on, if you want to call them niche sports or whatever you want, Anna. But I know I'll be there. My son, God bless him, I raised him well. He sent out this meme on Facebook, and it was of the late, great Dale Earnhardt, and he's in pit lane, and it says, Super Bowl, Well, son, that just means it's 1 week till the Daytona 500. And I loved it, man. It's like, that's my boy. Before we let you go, I want to talk about
Advent calendar.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Those niche sports, and I hate to use the term like that, but we've seen a rise in that activity as well.
I mean, across the gaming industry, we're seeing any type of innovation in terms of engagement of what people can bet on, and so, you know, we're seeing it across the space. One thing that is different for us, and especially with an event like Daytona, but I would be interested for us to pull the stats and see how many people that are present at Daytona are actually interacting as the races are on.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
That next weekend. Next Monday.
Yeah, my wife, bless her, she wanted to invite some friends over to a company for the 500. And that's my Super Bowl. It's like, but that's the Daytona 500. Well, yeah, let's just have a few friends. But that's the Daytona 500. Well, what's wrong with having some friends? But that's the Daytona 500.
Then you're not going to be a very good host.
No, I was not. But Anna Sainsbury, CEO, chairwoman, and co-founder of GeoComply, kicking tushy and taking names in the business world. Thank you so much, Anna, for talking with us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm on Twitter at D Sassauer.
Hey, you know where also you can get these shows and when you can get them? Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Get your shows wherever you download your podcast.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.